As Buffalo tries to determine how to spend $1 billion in economic development funds promised by Governor Andrew Cuomo, some are saying the city should invest in who we are right now instead of some imagined notion of what we could be. But why choose? One Westside Human Services provider is doing both. WBFO's Marion Heatherly took a tour of the Bell Center and joins us this morning with this report.
Good morning, folks. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Welcome to the center. It's exciting to see what's happening here on the west side. Things are really transforming.
Bell Center Executive Director Nestor Hernandez came on board in 2006 to an underutilized facility with five employees. Today, the center employs nearly 100 who can effectively serve a child from cradle to college.
Look at some of these photos. This young child here is a new child in our daycare center. Our ultimate goal is to have this child really just go through our spectrum of service, through we call it our web of service, until they get to here, they graduate from college. Our vision is to threefold, improve lives, create opportunities, and foster self-sufficiency.
The center provides innovative educational, social, and community building services in a neighborhood where three-quarters of all children live in poverty, two-thirds of all adults lack a high school diploma, and three-quarters of its residents speak English as a second language. Development Director Mike Zemanski says the Bell Center has been a catalyst for positive change in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood has been revitalized. Commitment from the mayor's office in terms of demolishing abandoned homes. AmeriCorps has cleared lots, eradicated graffiti. BPD, DEA, FBI worked together to rid of the gangs that were really a scourge around here. And as you, when you go outside, you look around. It's a cleaner, more peaceful neighborhood, and I attribute that to the Bell Center.
Brittany Powell credits the center's Buffalo AmeriCorps program for the positive turnaround she's made in her life.
If you don't have people who believe in you outside when you come here, it's all positive. So everywhere you look, if you got a problem, it's nothing but positive feedback. So I think every young person needs somebody in their corner pushing them. So if you got the positive motivations behind you, you could do what you want to do.
In addition to its own programs, the Bell Center partners with People, Inc. to serve people with disabilities, Big Brothers, Big Sisters to provide role models for children, and the Erie County Department of Social Services to provide work experience for those on public assistance. The next tour is February 15th. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.